Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. A bad seed, a broken egg, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad adders, bad taste, bad locks, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios in New York City. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do. But oh, my friend that come around, fights and fights a party. Hoop. We got rats on the west side, bedbugs of time. What a man's the time to tell my brain is splattered all over Manhattan. Should it be O'Reilly Auto Parts? Better parts, better prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. We got great games going on tonight. Cavs, Lakers. We got the Pens and Knights in Vegas. Flurry against his old team he won three Stanley Cups with. It is on. Plus Denver and the Colts in Indy. 10-7 at the start of the third. I have one question, though, before we get into all of it. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4CBS. That's the number. Brian Compton will join us tonight at 10:40 past this very hour, 7:40 Vegas time from NHL.com to talk hockey, our weekly glance inside the National Hockey League. Check out 11 Eastern, 8 Vegas time. Ricaro on our sports business. Anyway, just so you know, just right from the jump, we got two shows left here. For the year. That's correct, isn't it, Carver High? You and I are out of here after tomorrow night. That's accurate, right? I haven't screwed up the dates, have I?
You haven't. That's 100% accurate.
So, like, Monday is it's like next week is the week before Christmas.
Correct.
So, in other words, it's almost like the week of Christmas.
Correct.
Because the following Monday is New Year's Day.
Correct.
And we're on that night.
New Year's Day night is the night we all come back.
For Clemson, Alabama. So that's the Monday after.
2 weeks from this Monday.
Right. So we're off all next week.
And the week after that.
And the week after that. And then on the 1st, we're here for Clemson, Alabama.
Correct.
All right. So we have a show here tonight live. And then we're off until January 1st. Is that accurate? Just let me get this straight. I want to be straight on this because I don't want to get, like, in trouble or anything. There's a lot of people here that are very powerful.
I can assure you that you're accurate.
All right.
What you're saying.
Mafia is back with us tonight from Mexico after a drug smuggling run that was successful from what I'm hearing. He told me that some horrible things about his daughter. She was able to help us out in our run over the border. And we fooled everyone, all the policia and the, what are they called, the agents at the TSA. We fooled them all, as
usual.
Not
even a second glance. Not right through.
It was beautiful.
No questions, nothing.
To manipulate her like that and to sneak by them with quickness and guile was just impressive. Nice effort by you. You had fun in Mexico, I take it?
I did. A lot of fun, a lot of, playing in the sand and the sea, got a little sun.
It must be great to be
for the first time ever.
Yeah, it must be great being back here when it's going to be 5 degrees tomorrow morning.
Oh, yesterday we got in last night.
It was snowing ass.
We're at the airport. It wasn't snowing ass yet, but it was below freezing. And then we brought sweatsuits because, you know, we went out in the morning. We knew it was going to be cold when we got back. And then my daughter's standing there waiting for the car to pick us up, and she's freezing. So I took off my sweatshirt when it was 25 degrees.
So you were naked?
I had the T-shirt on, freezing.
Naked.
For 15 minutes. Worst.
Carver High, last night we left here at 3 in the morning, and it was snowing ass. And I got to tell you, when I got to where I live, I could barely get home. I literally drag raced, as he knows, where I live up in the hills. So I had to drag race up hills to get over the hill, the crests of the hill, the top.
Yeah,
of
I know.
It.
I know where you're at, right there.
You know where I could barely get up the hill or up my driveway. The driveway was another disaster. I was sliding up the driveway doing 100. I had the car doing 100 trying to go up the icy driveway. How was your ride to Strong Island, Playerville?
It wasn't great. It was funny because me and you went out there last night when we were leaving, and we were like, the street's not too bad. This is fine. We're going to get home great. And you texted me as soon as you got into New Jersey.
Right.
It was terrible.
Terrible.
And I texted you as soon as I got out of Manhattan and
terrible.
And LIE, it was
terrible.
Bad. And as I got further onto the island, it was
now
bad.
Now, what about you went to the garage this morning?
Yeah, that was a tough scene.
What happened there?
I mean, it was cold. It was
freezing.
Wet. It was snowing. It was just.
And you were there what time? 7 in the morning?
I get there at 8. So I had to get up a little earlier to clear off the cars and clear off because I had to clear.
You had to do a lot
Nicole's
of work.
Car,
so you were frozen all day.
Yeah, I mean, I was cold.
Yeah, I had to help my buddy. His car broke down today.
Ugh.
And then while you were gone, I told the story. Didn't I tell the story on the air last night? Mafia 34C, some old man crashed into her car.
Oh, no.
So that car got hit bad.
How bad?
Couple grand, right? Took her door out. Her her passenger door got taken out. The guy just turned right up. He was in a parking spot and just took the side of her car off. And he didn't even know he did it. He drove off. And then some lady busted him, and she came into the salon and said, this old man in a white pickup truck, like 75 years old, just took off the side of your car. And the woman was in there getting her hair done. It was his wife, and she ate it. She admitted it. And then
So all on him, so he'll have to pay for it?
He still says he didn't do it, but everyone saw him do it, like these people in the like real estate office or something, and they watched him do it. So he's like got multiple witnesses that says he did it, and he was just oblivious to it. And your boy, Billy O, is solo tonight. Your girl, Cavio, in the hospital, admitted. We have conditions that are not good here tonight.
She has not had a good health year.
Not a good health year. She's admitted into the hospital. She's in there right now. 34C's there. So it looks like I won't be throwing snowballs at Granny this weekend. I've been known to throw, as you know, Carver High, the rock inside the snowball is my favorite move.
Yes, that is something you've known to do.
It leaves welts, as you know. Like, I'm a fan of that. When I did the promo for the network, Mafia, I did a new winter promo. And your boy, the boss, said no weather stuff. And so I did it anyway. I did a snowball with rocks in it promo. And Carver High immediately said that might bring litigation to the company, talking about throwing rock snowballs at people. And I told him to run with it anyway.
Basically admitting guilt.
Much like you tonight, questioning my decision to help a young kid. I remember when you were a young kid and I helped you. But now Mafia, much older and wiser and drunker, he now wants to help no one in life. That's a new feature for Mafia. He's like, he goes, I got nothing to do with this. I'm not helping some kid I don't know. And I'm like, just do it. And he's like, I don't help anyone. I hate all people except Mexicans. He said he loves the Mexican people. He was just there in Playa del Carmen, loving life.
I'm not training my future replacements.
He said that he's planning on moving there and living there. And we're going to be cocoa dealers, going to grow cocoa plants.
I could have. I mean, you get that situation where you're doing a week vacation. After like 3 days, you're like, you know what? Maybe 4 would have been enough. Do I really need to be here a week? And then when you hit 5 and 6, you're like, forget it. I don't want to leave.
And ever. Then when you're at 7, you're like, I got to go back to hell.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. Browns, John Dorsey blasts the previous regime in Cleveland saying, quote, they didn't get real players, end quote. I couldn't agree more with this guy. With the hacks they got running that team, the hacks they got playing on that team. In my opinion, I like the kid Duke Johnson, right? I like Joku, right? I like Gordon, the pot guy that said he dug pot in college at Baylor. Love that kid. Superstar talent, right? If he can stay clean, he's just a stud, right? Like catching a ball. He's like, in my opinion, he's as talented as AB. Do you believe that, Carver High? He's got the skills.
Absolutely.
Speed and skill. He can do it with anybody. But he's been in and out of, like, NFL prison so many times I can't keep track. But other than that, Joe Thomas is still good, right? And now, and what? Like, that number one pick they got? What was the kid's name? Garrett. So that's it. Is that about it? Like, in terms of talent? They have nothing on that football team. Is that right? That's about it.
I mean, for the most part,
can you name another good player?
I mean, do you like – they did pick 3 guys in the first round last year. I mean, what about Peppers? You don't think he could play? I mean – The kid from Michigan that they took in the first
I like him,
year?
But he has not proven to be a good pro yet.
Not yet,
at all.
But there's still time for
him. I have potential for him. I think the kid at Michigan, Gary, the kid from New Jersey, will be a much better pro football player. So that's just me. But so I think that Dorsey is right. The Cleveland Browns are trash. So I think it took some onions to say it, and I'm glad he did. You know what? That puts everybody on notice that you're about to get dealt or cut. You better play football these last 3 weeks or you're about to lose your job. The NFL's a tough life, tough business. No feelings, no crying, because you get cut when the wind blows.
Also tells me he's keeping Hugh Jackson. He's going to blame the players.
Well, I think Hugh Jackson's one of the worst coaches I've ever seen, so I'm sticking to that. He's got one win in 2 years, so I don't want to hear it. I've heard about how great he is. You know what I'm going to hear? What's next, Carver High? He's a great recruiter. He's great with players. He's a player's coach.
He's a great recruiter. He's a hard-working recruiter.
Shut up. Remember the Tunsil guy? Who was the guy in Tom Sula? Remember, they all loved him. He's a player's coach. He's going to be great in San Francisco. Shut up. Just stop trying to sell us your BS. He's a terrible coach. He is. He never wins. That's it. Boom. You don't win, you suck. Reports say the Orioles are moving closer to a Manny Machado deal by the end of the week with the White Sox, possibly the favorites to land him. Are you buying that? Should they roll the dice and give up big prospects, knowing that Machado may not re-sign with him? Yes. Get Machado. Just like the Yankees want him, so do a lot of teams. If you can get your hands on Machado, listen, Chicago.
All of a sudden, you matter.
Let's face
facts. Machado, you matter.
Let's face facts. Chicago's a great city. And it really, I love Baltimore. We have a great affiliate there. It's a fantastic, beautiful little city. I love it. No offense, little city. But Chicago is the deal, right? Chicago's the deal. It's the city with broad shoulders. It's no joke. You play there and you're successful there, you're God, right? Look at the Cubs when they won the World Series. They were God. Look at the 85 Bears. Honestly, the White Sox won it in, what, 05? They still don't matter. But I think he'd be a big star in Chicago. Despite there being a long way to go in the NBA season, reports say LeBron James to the Lakers is a long shot next year. Now, why can't we finish this season before we start seeing where LeBron's going to play next year? I'll tell you what, though. The fact that that guy, I'm just saying it, that he has two homes there now, and a $23 million home in Los Angeles, it smells more and more to me like he's planning on finishing his career out there. The more I see it, the more I smell it, the more I think he'd have fun with those young kids to finish his career, give him some hop in his step, you know, especially if he goes again to the finals, let's say this year. Let's say they get back and face the Warriors again straight, what, for a fourth time, and they lose, hypothetically, right? I think he'll be done with it. He'll be like, you know what, I've had enough of this. I'm out of here. I'm going to go play over there. I believe that could happen. I really do. We got Thursday Night Football. Is there anything worse than this football game tonight? I honestly had more fun resetting my odometer in my car in front of the building before I came in here than watching this. 13-7 Colts and Osweiler's playing.
This game is the reason they invented gambling right here.
Yeah,
this game.
But, go figure. The Colts are the worst team in the NFL practically, and they're winning. Of course they're winning.
The only people watching this game are the people that have scratch on it, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm
not. You can't be watching this game if you don't got scratch.
I'm really not interested in it. I got to be honest with you. And that's just all there is to it. So, Saturday, I am interested in Chicago, Detroit at Ford Field and the Bolts at Arrowhead against Kansas City. Sunday, Miami, Buffalo. I love that game. In New England, Pittsburgh. Who doesn't love that game? The word on the street is Carver High and Pharrell will be doing Facebook Live videos during the Miami, Buffalo game and the New England, Pittsburgh game. That's the rumor. You got to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com for winners, money lines, and spreads. Bowl games, all of them are up, money lines and spreads. Everything's posted for every game. All the bowl games begin this Saturday and run for the next month. Also Saturday, Notre Dame and Indiana in College Rack. Also Saturday, Oak City and the Knicks at the Garden. Tomorrow night, L.A. and the Rangers in hockey. Get every pick, every sport, every game, every day. Boxing and MMA as well. There's another UFC event this weekend. We always give you the good fights. Daily fantasy rosters that rake it in and kill it for fans. They love it. Sign up today, PharrellOnTheBench.com. It sets the standard.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227. So the Cavs are up 119-110 on the Lakers. Kuzma with the bucket. It's 119-112. So 40 seconds left in Cleveland in that game. I think they were laying 9.5. So anyway, I want to say, did you notice, and we'll talk to B-Comp, Brian Compton, NHL.com, in about 20 minutes or something like that. Is that about right? 10 minutes, 12 minutes. So
13.
Okay, so the guy, he'll probably elaborate on it, but how do you feel about, like, they really seem obsessed in Vegas with this game tonight, with the Penguins being, like, as if, because they, I guess, you know, two-time defending Stanley Cup champs, but I think it's more about Fleury and even your boy that scored the goal.
Well, James Neal, former Penguin.
Former Penguin as well. But they seem obsessed with this game tonight. They're really skating and flying around like it's like the biggest game of their life.
Yeah, this was circled on the calendar, it seems like, for a bunch of people out there. I actually was reading earlier today that a lot of Penguin fans made the trip out to Vegas for this one. To see their old boy, Marc-Andre Fleury. So there's a lot of juice in the T-Mobile tonight for this one, and the Knights have come out early on here and taken it to the Penguins.
I think the Broncos just scored a touchdown in this football game that no one's interested in.
Correct.
Although now it's getting interesting, right? Because it's a tie game, and we'll see what they do with the extra point. 121-112, Cavs, 3 seconds left, and that's it. So, anyway, they win by 9, right? And it was, I think the spread was 9.5 in that game. So the Lakers covered the 9.5. And your boys are talking, LeBron and Lonzo having a little chat. And LeBron is covering his mouth so no one can see what he's saying, and Lonzo's taking a lesson from him and chatting. Just, he got some words of wisdom clearly there from LeBron. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's the same thing I keep saying every night, that the kid's got game, man. He's scoring 9 points a game. He's having 7 dimes a game, 7 rebounds a game. He leads the Lakers in rebounding. How is that possible? That a guard, in my opinion, a 6'6 guard is the top rebounder on a team that's got a 7-foot monster, Lopez, in the middle, right? Like, how is that possible? And he plays a lot of minutes. And there are, not only that, they got bigger guys than, you know, than Zoe playing on that team. Randall
Kuzma,
they're all bigger. And he leads them in rebounding. So, you know, 8.9 points a game is not enough for critics. And no one's going to question the 7 dimes. And if you aren't impressed that he's got, you know, 7 rebounds a game to lead the Lakers in rebounding, to me that stat line for him is fantastic, if you ask me. He's a rookie. The weight of the world is on him because of the media and because of his insane father, who everyone seems to suck up to and give airtime to. But the bottom line is the same thing I've always said. All I care about is the kid's game. All I care about is basketball games. I said this the other night. Everybody got all worked up. Carver High, you remember it. I don't care about celebrities. I don't care about who's sitting in the front row unless it's Britney Spears making out with some dude. Which was just fantastic, seeing her just absolutely French kissing some dude for like upwards of 5 minutes and just throwing herself all over some guy. That was fantastic. Unless you're just seriously getting involved with some PDA, I don't care about any of them. I said it before, I'll say it again. None of them. Nicholson, Lee, it don't matter who you're talking about. I don't care about celebrities at games. You can have it. All I care about is basketball. I want to watch games. I love the NBA. I love college. I love games. I like action. I like to watch the game evolve all night long, every night. I watch every game. And I just don't care about all this other nonsense. His father, the crowd, the media, the cheesy interviews. I just want to watch him play. No one can argue with his game. The kid's dropping 9 a game, 7-7 to go with it. You might as well make him a 7-7 mafia. Get him a 7-7 for the 9-7-7. I love his game. And literally, watch what happens. In 4 years, the kid's going to be dropping, you know, triple-doubles like nobody's business. He's going to double-double every single night in points and assists. And the fact that he's getting 7 boards a game as their point is all you need to know that he's gotten involved. And he's humble. It's never about him. All he cares about is winning. He doesn't care about stats or interviews or anything. He just wants to win. So I like his game. I like watching him play. He had some fantastic passes in this game tonight early. And the Lakers are in every game they play. They don't win, but they're in every game they play. And Walton knows it. Magic knows it. And if you know basketball, you know it.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, Denver just scored on a huge play from Osweiler. He threw a bomb like 50 yards and it connected. The guy made a great catch, great pass, and he rolled off some defenders into the end zone. And then they went for two and got it. It's the most excited I've seen Osweiler ever. Like, he threw a perfect pass, and they're in business. So trust the pro parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like BrakeBest and Wagner ThermoQuiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. It's your last chance to vote for your favorite player to go to the 2018 Pro Bowl in Orlando. Every vote counts. Voting ends tonight. Go to NFL.com/Pro Bowl to vote now. All right, there you go. B-Comp joins us every week, usually on Thursday nights, to talk hockey. Because we love talking hockey. From NHL.com, Brian Compton. You can hear him also on the ILC podcast with your boy Carver High. They'll be doing a live show February 24th at the Offside Tavern on 14th Street in New York City at 6 p.m. for an hour live. And then you can stick around and watch the Islanders play the Devils at the Rock on the TV in that very bar and get hammered with the both of them. B-Comp, how you doing?
Doing great, Scotty. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. So I got a lot I want to talk about tonight with you. So are you watching the Penguin-Vegas Golden Knights game?
I've been flipping around, yeah. It's obviously a huge storyline. Great to see Fleury healthy and playing again. And like we've been talking about week after week, just an amazing start for these Golden Knights. It's great to see.
Yeah, we talked about earlier on this show tonight that, I mean, it really seems to me, and I can understand it, I get it, I just wanted to know your reaction to it, that they're really obsessed with this game. It's like the one game. Like, they've been a great story this year, Vegas. I'm blown away at how well they've played hockey. I never thought that an expansion team would play like this in my life, because I was on one in 99, and they were flat-out terrible. And I mean, they were so terrible, we won once a month. We won 11 games the whole year. It was a nightmare. But this team's special. But they're obsessed with the Penguins. Now, I get it. Fleury was the goalie, and that's kind of the end story. But what do you think of their obsession with this game tonight? I think it's healthy.
Yeah, I think, and it's the storyline, too, obviously, Scotty, with the history with Fleury in Pittsburgh. And you know, I'm sure you remember the roar when everybody knew Fleury was going to be that first pick out the expansion draft for Vegas, and he was going to be the face of the franchise, and they get him, and then all of a sudden he gets hurt and misses, what, a month and a half. So I think that's what makes the start by Vegas more remarkable, is the amount of goalies that they've had to go through over these first couple of months and continue to win games and not only be in the playoff race but to be in the division race. It's really obscene what they're doing. It's crazy.
All right, so, do you think that – because he came back the other night and he lost in that shootout. I didn't think he'd be super sharp after being out that long. How do you think he looks tonight in this 1-1 game?
I think he looks all right. I mean, he's playing well. And, you know, you were saying, it's going to take time to get readjusted and get back into game shape. But he's a battle-tested seasoned vet, and it's a 1-1 game right now. And this could be one of those either 3-2 games or maybe it goes through a shootout. A little drama for the Golden Knights and Pens.
So are you Brian Compton, B-Comp we call him. He's our NHL insider on the bench from NHL.com. Are you on the Lightning as the top team in hockey, like all these alleged power rankings that all these various media outlets put out? Are you buying that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually way off, Scotty, but they were my preseason pick to win the Stanley Cup, so I'm looking pretty good so far. I mean, look, they're just so deep at every position. Vasilevsky's been great. They didn't miss a beat after trading Ben Bishop, so they're legit. They're going to be there at the end, I think. It's just a matter of who's going to come out of the West. We'll see.
Why do you think they traded Bishop? What was that all about?
Well, Vasilevsky was a first-round pick. They were very high on him, and there really was no need to give a goalie $6 million when you still have Vasilevsky in the early stages of his career. He's more inexpensive. We live in a salary cap world, so it made a lot of financial sense for the Lightning.
All right, let me go back to the Penguins for a minute here, because I don't want to forget the fact that I have this story I've been sitting on for a few days. Their problems. They're not playing good hockey. They have issues. And there was a story, I even saw it today, that there's a an earthquake coming in Pittsburgh with they're going to make drastic changes. Are you buying that? And do you sense that's coming? And do you feel like you have any idea of a semblance of a plan if you were to look at them right now and tell me what their problems are?
Well, their defense isn't great. And, you know, when you lose Fleury, yeah, I mean, Murray has been the guy for the most part for the past year and a half, but wasn't a whole lot of depth behind him. I know Jarry stepped in when Murray first got hurt, and he played pretty well, but I think his first or second game was against the Sabres, who haven't scored in weeks, right? So it's hard to put too much merit into that, but it's really their back end. And then losing guys like Bonino and Cullen during the offseason, Scotty, I mean, they're not huge names like Malkin and Crosby, but they were so deep down the middle with those guys 1 through 4. And when you lose those two bottom centers, it creates a gap. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. They're paying the price for those losses.
Wow. So they've had apparently more than half of their games have been decided by one goal. And last year, only 22 of the 82 games were one-goal games. So in other words, they were lighting people up, and now they're not anymore.
Yeah, and they're letting in too many goals. I mean, they've allowed, 105 goals already. It's hard to sustain success. I mean, Carver, I can tell you that's what we're seeing with the Islanders right now. When you're letting in 4, 5, or 6 every night, it's hard to sustain success for sure.
So, Becom, what did you think of the Columbus game tonight for the Islanders? It was 3-0, and the funny thing is I watched the first period. I'm sure Carver Hyde did as well. They came out flying, the Islanders. They were in Columbus's end for the first 5 minutes of that game with every chance in the world. Like, total forecheck, cycling, controlling the puck, grinding, banging. I thought they looked fantastic. And then they gave up all these cheap goals. Like, just Grice even knew it. They were high-fiving him because they were just so cheap. Like, it was terrible getting back. And guys are wide open. Werenski, whatever his name is, he had an easy goal. He almost scored another one on a breakaway, but Grice made the outstanding save. But the next thing you know, it was 3-0. They got the little tap in on the doorstep, and then it was 3-0, and I was sitting there going, like, how is this happening? Then they fought their way back in the game, and they ended up losing anyway. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, kudos to the Islanders for showing a lot of heart to be in that building and going up against one of the best goalies in the world in Bobrovsky and clawing their way back into the game, Scotty, but it was just another game where the Islanders just gave up way too many quality chances and didn't get any quality saves from their goaltender. And this has been an epidemic since opening night. So how they're going to rectify it, I'm not sure. I think Mike and I are on the same page that it has to come internally. But the more we go on here and the more this continues to go on, Garth Snow might have to get on the phone and figure something out.
Brandon Dubinsky on the other side is on the IR, going to be out 8 weeks, an orbital bone fracture against Edmonton the other night. What happened there? He just got his face smashed in or something?
He fought the wrong guy. Zach Cashian's a big dude, and when you do that and you don't have the same size and going up against the guy who's experienced in that area as Zach is, it was just a bad combination. So it's a big loss. Dubinsky's a good player.
Yeah, no doubt. Dubnyk, the Wild goalie, is also out.
Yeah, not long. Sounds like it's going to be a week-to-week thing. Alex Daylock's playing tonight. He's not a number one in this league, but he's going to get a chance here, and they're going to need him because the Wild have kind of been up and down since the season got on the way, and they need to start rolling here a little bit.
Taylor Hall also has a little knee problem. He might miss tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, it looks that way, but it could have been a lot worse. I mean, when it first happened, people thought it was going to be a long-term thing, but huge news because he's been really good. And the Devils, they didn't win tonight, but they got another point. They just keep finding ways, man. It's a phenomenal job that John Hines is doing over there in Jersey.
So B-Comp with us, Brian Compton from NHL.com, our NHL insider. Lightning Kings, Jets are playing fantastic hockey. Vegas, that we talked about, do you like their playoff odds? Dallas is the Devils. I said Lightning, Kings, Jets are all locks. Vegas, Stars, Devils, do you like or doubt their chances?
Vegas, I think the other shoe is going to drop. I just don't know if they can sustain this. It's such a great story. Who are the other ones? I'm sorry.
I'm saying that, you know, Lightning, Kings, and Jets are locks. The Stars, Devils, and Vegas are, you know, they may or may not make it. So
the Devils will get in. They have the goaltending in Schneider. And Dallas, I think, is going to be a playoff team, too, with between Seguin, Jamie Benn. Kari Lahtinen has been pretty good these past couple. And, of course, they have Bishop in there as well. So they have the goaltending depth. So I think Dallas is a playoff team.
So Nashville, I'm watching them again tonight against Edmonton, kicking ass and taking names. The other night they were winning 7-1 and blowing people out. This team really looks like they picked up where they left off last year in the Stanley Cup Finals. They're really good.
Yeah, and it took some time, right? I mean, they were kind of up and down at the start, and then they've been playing really well of late, 7-1-2 in their past 10. So they're right, only 2 points behind the Blues in the Central Division. They're going to be there. Just too much depth on D. Rene's a really good goalie, and you know, Kyle Turris has just been a huge difference for them since they acquired him in that three-way trade.
What happened to the Edmonton Oilers? Everybody thought they were going to win the Stanley Cup with Connor McDavid, and last year's playoff team was very exciting, and I think everyone this year, without a doubt, in Edmonton thought that they were going to be badass, and they've been a disaster.
Yeah, just in the back end, it hasn't been good. Not a whole lot of depth at forward after the top two lines, Scotty, and you knew it was going to be hard for Cam Talbot to duplicate the year that he had last year, but the wheels have just fallen off his game a lot as well, and Brassad hasn't been really good behind them either. So it's just a bad combination of lack of depth on the blue line and goaltending right now.
So do you think the LA Kings, after they lost on the road finally the other night, do you think, because they're hot, 8-1 and 1-10, do you like them tomorrow night at the Garden against the Rangers in what I think is the game of the night?
Yeah, I do. They just don't allow a whole lot of goals, right, Scotty? Their D is really good, and their goaltending has been fantastic, and I know the Rangers have been playing well of late, but to lose Zibanejad down the middle, that's just a huge loss. So I like LA tomorrow night.
How about the B-Comp, the valuations of the franchises? I know you saw it probably. Forbes comes out with valuations for franchises. It seems to me like every week they come out with a new list of who's worth the most money, and it's always a story about the Cowboys, et cetera. But the Rangers, I guess, are the team. What did you think when you saw those, valuations of who's worth the most money in the NHL? It's the Rangers, Leafs, Canadians, Blackhawks, and Bruins top five. How about the Boston Bruins raking it in?
Yeah, it's original six, right? It's no surprise. You know, and the Rangers obviously playing in the Garden. And, you know, when you talk about teams' valuations, Scotty, you got to remember everything else that goes on in the building because the owners usually operate those buildings too. So that's all the added revenue. And obviously Dolan gets all that cash too. So no real surprises for me there.
No surprises. Here's what Carver High and I are planning. We're planning on robbing all the teams of all their money and then starting our own franchise in the Caribbean.
I wish.
Really?
Yeah, and then Mafia is going to start a cocoa plant in Mexico, in Playa del Carmen.
It's probably not a good idea to broadcast your plans to do this on the radio, Scotty.
Are we on the air right now?
But it's not a good idea.
Are we live, actually? Check 1, 2. Dustin Byfuglien is injured as well. He's another guy you don't want to have punch you in the orbital bone.
No, he's a big dude, and his height and weight, that's real life, because I've talked to him in person. He's all of 6'6 and 250 pounds.
Yeah, I'll see you after the first of the year. We got two shows left tonight and tomorrow, so I won't see you next week or the week after. We'll see you when we get back that week of the Clemson-Alabama game. Have a great Christmas and a fantastic New Year. Hope you have a great holiday with your family. B-Camp, always love having you on the show.
Same to you, Scotty. All the best to you and yours.
All right, B-Comp, Brian Compton, NHL.com, with our insider report of the National Hockey League. We do it better than everyone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.